The Disability Royal Commission will start hearing evidence in Townsville in northern Queensland today. It was set up to investigate the abuse, neglect and exploitation experienced by people with disabilities. And the first part of this inquiry will examine education and whether students are properly supported and how and why abuse happens. In a moment, we'll hear from Ronald Sackville, QC, the inquiry's chairman. But first, AM spoken with carers and Australians living with a disability about their expectations.
I'm Gina Wilson-Burns and I'm mum to McDonald, who's 16. Mac has significant disabilities but has been mainstreamed through the New South Wales education system since kindergarten. There's been times where for a whole term he didn't have a bathroom that was accessible. There was workarounds that we as a family could manage there. But a lot of that was also almost as a way of just reminding us that you're not welcome, we're not set up for you, this isn't where you should be. There's been a lot of inquiries over the years, a lot of parliamentary inquiries, a lot of recommendations, a lot of people tweaking the words of these recommendations to basically try and maintain the status quo. We've had good insights from the Banking Royal Commission and the Aged Care Royal Commission, so hopefully the Royal Commission for Disabilities will have some equally strong insights, but there's been a lot of inquiries before and not much has changed.
My name is Jethro Hampton. I've got a disability called cerebral palsy. I'm feeling optimistic. I think it's really important that we go into this process with open eyes and we get as much information out of it as possible and learn our lessons. I don't think it's a case of laying blame on any particular people. I think it's a case of us all being open, not being afraid to come forward and not being afraid to tell us our story.
My name's Samantha Connor and I've been fighting for a Royal Commission for about 20 years now. I think the most serious issues for me are around the making sure that people are given the tools to tell their story and also independent support. If you look at somebody who has been abused for a very long time in a group home or institution and they're still living in that institution or group home, how are they going to tell their story?
That's disability advocate Samantha Connor. Bridget Fitzgerald compiled that report.